The Bloomington Playwrights Project presents the 08 Ballot Box Blizzard. It's an evening of 27 ultra-short plays in under 2 hours. It's short attention span theater at breakneck pace. It opens this Friday, plays Friday and Saturday, and then the next weekend, the 25th and 26th as well. I'm George Walker, and our guests include one of the three directors and one of the 21 playwrights. The directors include Justin Anderson, Jim Hetmer, and Jack Johnson. Our guest is Jack Johnson. Jack, you recently came to Bloomington. Before that, a career directing, and before that, dancing. Danced your way out of Linton, Indiana.
Yes, I escaped from Linton around 18 when I graduated and got into the ballet world and then nightclubs, summer stock, winter stock, Europe, television, a little bit of everything. I loved it.
Now, you've come to Bloomington and volunteered and found really a happy home in some ways. You've directed, what, this is your third production for the Playwrights Project?
Yes, it has. And I was a little leery about approaching Mr. Perez, who's the artistic director. But he was extremely nice. And I am very lucky because you'll meet Mark in a minute, but he's one of our very talented local playwrights that which has surprised me. I wasn't expecting it, and I'm thrilled to be able to direct plays by our artist.
There's 27 plays. You've got 9 of them that you'll be working with. It seems like just a daunting task of organization.
I'm a very simple person, so I take it one step at a time. That's the only way I can do it. I have 3 plays with 4 people, 2 plays with 3 people, 1 with 2, and a couple of monologues.
I can see that you've got this worked out.
Oh, yes. I think. I'll find out opening night whether it works or not.
We're talking with Jack Johnson. He's one of the 3 directors for the 08 Ballot Box Blizzard at the Bloomington Playwrights Project. There are 3 directors, but for the 27 plays, 21 playwrights. Our next guest, Mark Anderson, accounts for 4 of the plays. Mark, you're a longtime Bloomington resident, like many people came to school and stayed. What did you come for school for?
Actually, I was a forensics science major.
Uh-huh.
But I went nowhere with that. So I own zucchini print, so that's what I do now.
Uh-huh. So you moved from forensics, from what's sometimes called police work in this area, to an arts career in some ways in a commercial area. And when did you start writing plays?
Really only about a year and a half ago. My wife has been involved in the Playwrights Projects for many years, and she's always taken me with her to these performances. And, you know, she's sort of got me involved through a gift of taking acting classes about a year ago, and I got more involved, and I wrote a couple of short things, and they were well received, so I was pleasantly surprised.
Now, you've got 4 plays. Can you tell us a little bit about them? What range do we have here?
Well, I'd say 3 of them are very similar. They're just sort of quirky little things of husband and wife.
Uh-huh. Now, that's 3 of them. What's the 4th one?
The 4th one's just a sort of a social commentary on a seemingly recent manufactured cultural controversy.
A seemingly manufactured... I'm sorry, a seemingly recent manufactured cultural
Yes.
Okay.
I can't really... It's half a page long, so I can't really give out much about what it's about, or that would be it.
But viewers will have a chance on Friday and Saturday and then the next weekend as well at the Bloomington Playwrights Project to not only find out what this controversy is, but also you can vote for it. There's a chance to stuff the ballot box at $1 a ballot for the Ballot Box Blizzard. Plays this weekend, Friday and Saturday at 8, and then the 25th and 26th at the Bloomington Playwrights Project. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.